This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Welcome back to Troy High School's Trojan Activities Center. We have Fort Laramie and Fayetteville Perry warming up, getting ready to face off in the second of three Division IV district finals here today. If you didn't hear, we just concluded our broadcast of the first game between Rushi and Bakkens. The Raiders won 36-34 on a buzzer beater by Addison Chaffee. They advance to a regional semifinal at 8 p.m. this coming Thursday at Vandalia Butler's Student Activity Center. And they will take on the winner of this game. Fort Laramie enters with a 23-2 overall record. Fayetteville Perry comes into today's game with a 17-7 record. The Redskins were ranked number one in Division IV in the final state Associated Press poll of the season. Chuck, they had a bit of a slow start to the season, but they have definitely looked like the best team in Division IV the last couple of months.
Well, I mean, they started the season against a pretty good Miami East team. They Brandewee didn't play their leading scorer. She's still off with an ankle. I don't think Meyer played. She was another one that was out with a bad ankle. And they'd only had like seven practices. So that the start was tough, but they play a really nasty schedule. I mean, and I think the best team. I didn't go over to the Hills and see that game against Girard, but I think Ottawa, the game they won against Ottawa, was the best game that they played all year. That was a really, really good basketball team.
And they dominated in Shelby County Athletic League play again. We saw their last SCAL game of the season. They controlled Rushi really big on the courts at Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. That's one they're watching out for, because the only team to have beaten them in league play since 2017-18 has been Rushi. That has been twice, both late in the year at Rushi. They took care of the business in that one to finish league play undefeated again at 12-0 overall. Besides Miami East, Fort Laramie's only other loss was, as Chuck was talking about there, when they went to Berlin Highland and lost to a Division II Thornville Sheridan team that day. Other than that, the Redskins undefeated on the year. Fayetteville Perry will have its hands full, but the Rockets are a decent defensive team. We'll talk more about them and Fort Laramie coming up here in our pregame coverage on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Locale Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts and service. Securecon in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to the Troy Trojan Activity Center. I am Brian Filling alongside Chuck McPhee. Fayetteville Perry warming up to take on Fort Loramie in a Division IV district final here today. The Rockets were the champions of the Southern Hills Athletic Conference Division II. That is a group of five that they have in that conference. They are 17-7 entering this game. They were 10-3 in league play. Fayetteville on the year is averaging 52 points per game and giving up an average of 39 points per game. They are very balanced. As far as scoring goes, they have five players who average between 7.5 and 9.2 points per game. The leader for Fayetteville Perry this year is a 5'10" junior forward, Riley Kleemeyer. She is averaging 9.2 points and 8.1 rebounds per game for the Rockets. Jack, many times we have seen the teams come out of the Cincinnati Division IV sectional and struggle against the better teams this year. Fayetteville Perry is well aware of the challenge it has coming up today. They played Tri-Village last year. The Patriots went on to win the state title, and Fayetteville Perry lost 71-29 a year ago here at Troy in a district final. What is the approach for a team like that that has historically struggled when you get to a stage like this and see a state-ranked squad?
Well, yeah, I mean, as a coach, you kind of know what's coming. You don't talk to your players about that. You talk to your players about boxing out, taking care of the basketball, shooting a high percentage. You know, if Loramie starts gets a run of 6-8 points, you got to limit the runs that Loramie's going to get. You got to try to keep them off the offensive boards. It's all the things you try to do in the regular season, and then 17 wins, it worked. In tonight's game, if they can get in the 50s, I think they have a chance, but I don't know if they can get in the 50s.
Now that will be a challenge against Fort Loramie's great defense. The Redskins have been rolling here recently. They won all three of their sectional games at Sydney High School by running clock margins, including a 61-12 win over Lehman Catholic this past Monday in a district semifinal. Fort Loramie beat Covington 52-19 in a district final last year. This is the seventh consecutive district final appearance by the Redskins. These players have been here. They've been here as middle schoolers watching the game in the stands.
Yep.
And they've been here every year. They've been on the varsity team. Fort Loramie had 16 steals and forced over 30 turnovers in Monday's win over Lehman. The Redskins were ahead 24-4 by the end of the first quarter and led 38-8 at halftime and 52-10 by the end of the first quarter. Senior guard Skylar Albers had 14 points on Monday. Avery Brandwee, who was named the SCAL Co-Player of the Year last week, scored 10. Maddie Chateau added 9. Fort Loramie played every player on its bench in that game. Maddie Chateau, they've been happy with getting her in, and they've been happy getting some of the other players in and getting them meaningful minutes here as this tournament run has gone on. Fort Loramie hoping that defense can power it to another big win today. And that is their Francis Schultze key to the game. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schultze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, the key building components are for Fort Loramie to get that defense going and force turnovers, and for Fayetteville Perry to be able to get the ball past half court, limit turnovers as much as possible, and try to get Fort Loramie not to score transition points and to have to play in a half court game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schultze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schultze in Rushi. Francis Schultze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We're going to pause for a brief break. When we come back, we'll have the starters and get this game underway. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
The starting lineups for both teams are being introduced right now. We have them for you here as well. First for Fort Loramie, which is the visiting squad here today. A junior forward, Victoria Mesher. A senior guard, Skylar Albers. A senior guard, Jaden Rose. A junior forward, Avery Brandewey. And a senior forward, Summer Hoying. For Fayetteville Perry, a 5'5" sophomore guard, Lily Carlier. A 5'7" sophomore forward, Ava Baker. A 5'10" junior forward, Riley Kleemeyer. A 5'7" sophomore guard, Scarlett Crawford. And a 5'9" freshman guard, Christina Murphy. Both squads have been introduced, and we are getting ready to start here. Again, this is the second of two district finals today. Rushi beat Bakken's 36-34 and a buzzer beater by Addison Shappy in the first game. The Raiders punched their ticket to a regional semifinal next Thursday at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. The winner of this one will advance and face Rushi. Quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it has to be because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Their highly skilled workforce is able to cast small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to support them. Fort Loramie off to a great start. Victoria Mesher gets the first basket after getting the tip. Fort Loramie got a quick steal, works it for about 25 seconds, and there is a basket down low by Avery Brandewey. She was fouled as she shot. She goes to the line for the free throw. It's no good, but there's Mesher for the rebound. She gets it to Summer Hoying, and Hoying gets the basket. We are 40 seconds into the game, and Fort Loramie is ahead 6-0.
You got. They scored 4 points and went to the free throw line before you got done with that first read. That's how good they are.
Yes. And it is two turnovers already for Fayetteville Perry.
Yep.
They get it in here. It's nearly knocked away. But there is a foul. Skylar Albers was trying to come up with that steal. Fort Loramie has picked up two quick fouls here. 7:17 left in the first quarter. Fayetteville Perry trying to get by the full court press here. They fail. It's a steal by Fort Loramie. The Redskins get it to Brandewey, and Brandewey gets the shot to fall off the glass. Fayetteville Perry again trying to beat the press. There is a deflection by Mesher. A couple of quick passes. Mesher has it, pulls up for a shot. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Fort Loramie's got it. There is Jaden Rose with it. She backs out to the top of the key. Rose dribbles left side, throws it to Skylar Albers. Albers goes over to Brandewey on the right wing. She pulls up for a three. It's no good. Ball loose after the miss. It's last off of Fayetteville Perry, and Fort Loramie will take it in from under its own basket. Redskins ahead 8-0. 6:40 left in the first quarter. Fayetteville Perry has yet to get it to their side of the court.
I'm getting ready to make that point.
Jaden Rose with it. She throws it over to Albers, left wing. Albers goes to Mesher. Mesher goes back to Albers. Three, left wing, off the rim, no good. Fayetteville Perry grabs the rebound. And it was Murphy, Christina Murphy, who was looking to throw a pass. I don't know if she was really throwing a pass or just intentionally threw it as hard as she could off the knee of a Fort Loramie player. Fayetteville Perry breaks it. They race down the court. Scarlett Crawford cannot get a shot to fall. Summer Hoying grabs the rebound. Redskins race back down after a series of passes. They're knocking it out of bounds is Kara Rummel, for Fayetteville Perry. And Fort Laramie will take it in from under its own basket with 6:09 left in this first quarter. Again, Fort Laramie already ahead, 8-0. Redskins get it in, and they are working it around quickly. Ariel Heitkamp pulls up from a three for a three from the right wing. It is no good. There's a fight for the rebound. Fayetteville Perry finally comes away with it, and there is a foul that is by Heitkamp, Chuck. Oh, they called it on
Alex Rose.
Yes.
Checked in also.
She gets it. Fayetteville Perry loses the inbounds pass. It's taken away by Summer Hoying. Fort Laramie does have three fouls here quickly. Redskins throw it away. They are moving fast. That time they were a little too fast for themselves to keep up with. Fayetteville Perry is in white with green trim. They're going from right to left here in the first half on your computer or smartphone. Fort Laramie in black with red trim and numbers. They're going from left to right here in the first half. The Rockets get it down inside, beat the press there. Riley Kleemeyer gets a shot to fall off the glass. That cuts the gap to 8-2, 5:27 left in the first quarter. The Redskins race back down and get it to Brandewee. She gets a nice shot inside to fall back to 8 points, 10-2.
Boy, she hit Heitkamp in the corner, rolled down the lane, gave it back to her. Easy 2 points.
We are a little off-center here up at the top of the visitor stands at Troy's Trojan Activity Center. We're right above Fort Laramie's bench, about 15 rows high. Beautiful big gym here. Love covering games in Troy. Really nice setup. Fayetteville Perry working it now. This is their longest possession by far. Murphy with it. She loses it. It's taken away by Rose. Rose throws it down to Heitkamp. Heitkamp cannot get the layup to fall, but she was fouled from behind as she shot. She'll go to the free throw line. That was Christina Murphy, the freshman guard, picking up the foul for Fayetteville Perry. The Rockets have two fouls here in this first quarter. Again, Fort Laramie's picked up three quick ones. Heitkamp gets her first free throw to fall. Nothing but net. Her second one is coming up. Couple of substitutions. Actually, three substitutions here for Fort Laramie. I talked to Coach Carla Siegel after Monday's win. She was happy the Redskins are able to get in so many players here in the early stages of the tournament, and they are doing that here today. Heitkamp's second free throw is good, and that pushes Fort Laramie's lead to 12-2, 4:35 and counting left in this first quarter. Fayetteville Perry again struggling. Murphy finally gets it across half court. She is being guarded by Maddie Chateau. She throws a pass down in traffic. It is taken away by Skylar Albers. Albers throws to Heitkamp, who was racing back down on the right side. She is fouled by a Rocket. That is Aubrey Barber, freshman guard, coming in off the bench, who picked up that foul. That is the third for Fayetteville Perry. And Fort Laramie throws it in. They get the inbounds to Mesher. She goes up for a shot. It's no good. The Rockets grab the rebound. It's deflected, though, as they try to break the press. They're coming away with it. And pulling up for a jumper is Maddie Chateau. Fort Laramie takes a 14-2 lead with 4:03 left in the first quarter. Fayetteville Perry coach Tori Rummel calls a timeout. We'll take a timeout here too on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping Golf Equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Fort Laramie grabs a steal, gets it to Skylar Albers. She scores. There's another turnover by Fayetteville Perry. And there, getting a basket to fall off the glass, is Victoria Mesher. Fort Laramie ahead 18-2. Fayetteville Perry beats the press that time. They try to throw it inside to Kleemeyer. It is stolen away by the Redskins. Racing back down, putting a shot off the glass is Brandwee. She can't get it to fall. Kleemeyer grabs the rebound. Fayetteville Perry gets across half court. There is a shot blocked. It was Victoria Thompson who went coast to coast, but her shot's blocked from behind. Fayetteville Perry does the same thing there. Blocks a shot by Mesher. This is a fast-paced game between these two, and there is another turnover by Fayetteville Perry. This time a pass goes out of bounds.
That's 12 for the Rockets. The Rockets need to reload.
They're trying to play at this fast pace. They're definitely athletic enough to keep up and down with it, but you can tell they have not seen this type of pressure before.
No, and Laramie makes you play at this pace even if you don't want to.
Albers with it on the left wing. She throws it to Brandwee. Brandwee dribbles in from along the left baseline, misses her shot. Fight for the rebound. Finally coming away with it is Lily Carlier for the Rockets. She dribbles inside, puts up a shot. It's no good. It bounces off of her, and Fort Laramie will take it in from under the Fayetteville Perry basket. Rose gets it across half court for the Redskins. There is a nice jumper. She threw it over to Chateau on the right wing, and Maddie Chateau gets it to fall. Beautiful jumper, Chuck. She is a freshman and will be one to watch for the Redskins in years coming up.
Yeah, but I think we're going to be watching her in games that matter in the rest of this season.
She is listed as a 5'7" guard. I believe she's on identical height right now to Miley Chateau, a 5'7" junior guard. There was a basket inside by Aubrey Barber. Fort Laramie responds quickly with a three. There was Miley Chateau with that one.
That was Maddie again.
Oh, that was Maddie again. Okay. I couldn't tell with the numbers there. How many does Miley have already?
Eight in about 2 minutes.
Excuse me, yes. That is incredible. A great start by Maddie Chateau, that is. Now I'm mixing their names up and I know who I'm talking about. Yes, Maddie Chateau, the freshman we've been talking about. Great start. She has 8 of Fort Laramie's 24. The Redskins are fouled down on their end. Summer Hoying at the free throw line. First free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Second one is coming up. Well, I saw 2 of Fort Laramie's 3 sectional games, Chuck. They've played fast in those. They're playing even faster today. They are absolutely putting the pedal to the metal. Hoying gets the second free throw to fall. Fort Laramie ahead 25-4, 1:31 and counting left in this first quarter. Fayetteville Perry gets it down in the post. Off the bench is Lily Kaufman. Her shot is no good. Kaufman's a 5'10 junior center. Fort Laramie races back down. After a couple of passes, Mesher gets it, and she throws it to...
I think that was Hoying.
You are correct. That was Hoying there with that basket. Fayetteville Perry working it back on their end. No, that was not Hoying. That was Corin Holscher, who is in off the bench. She is a 5'11" freshman forward. Ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Laramie. And Fayetteville Perry will try to get a shot here. The Rockets take it in, and there is a steal by Ariel Heikamp. She dribbles up the court, is able to get a shot to fall, and that was as Murphy was coming from behind. Murphy tried to block the shot. She couldn't. Heikamp just waited for her to run by. Heikamp grabs another loose ball, throws it up the court to Rose. Rose puts up a shot under pressure, and it bounces in. Jaden Rose gets a basket to fall. Under 30 seconds left. Fort Laramie is on top, 31-4. They may get a running clock margin by the end of this quarter at this rate. There's a missed three by Carlier. The Redskins throw it up the court to Heikamp. She gets a shot to fall off the glass, 33-4. 9 seconds and counting. Fayetteville Perry works it down past half court. There is a ball ripped away by Heikamp, though, as time expires, and Fort Laramie leads Fayetteville Perry 33-4 at the end of the first quarter. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Welcome back to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center, all Fort Laramie in that first quarter. They lead the Rockets 33-4 as we start the second quarter.
We talk about Laramie's balance. 8 girls scored in the first quarter.
I think they may have played everybody, too. As we noted, we had a young girl, Corin Holscher, a freshman, come in. We had to scramble for the bench list to check her name on there.
But her and Shadow, the two freshmen that played JV most of the year, had 10 points in the first quarter.
That's incredible. Fayetteville Perry struggling. We talked about their lopsided loss to Tri-Village here in a district final last year. At this pace, this game may even be more lopsided. We'll see what Fayetteville Perry can do here. They get a turnover there. They are struggling to beat Fort Laramie's press this time. They get it past half court finally, though. With it is Christina Murphy. She tried throwing it into Kaufman. It's ripped away by Mesher, who throws it up the court to Brandewey. Brandewey throws a bounce pass to Heikamp. Heikamp goes back to Brandewey, who pulls up for a three off the back of the rim. No good. Heikamp grabs the rebound and throws a pass over to Alex Rose. Her jumper is no good. She's able to get a pass after a quick rebound. She gets that jumper to fall. And Fort Laramie takes a 35-4 lead. 7:11 left in the second quarter. The Redskins already ahead by 31. It's too bad in situations like this that the running clock does not start in the first half, because Fort Laramie only 4 points away from that margin. Fayetteville Perry gets it across half court. Murphy with it. She throws it down inside to Ava Baker. Baker goes back out. Victoria Thompson has it. It's stolen away by Brandewey. She throws it down, and there she finds Maddie Chateau, who gets to the double-digit point at 6 minutes and 40 seconds left in the second quarter.
She didn't come in until 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and she scored 10 points.
We have a foul before a shot down on Fayetteville's Perry side. Ava Baker is the one who was going up for a shot. The foul goes against Maddie Chateau. That's her first. Again, as we were talking, she's now at 10 points, all in the last 3 minutes and 30 seconds. There is a jumper. It was shot by Rummel, no good, but she was fouled as she shot. They also call that foul on Maddie Chateau.
What's her number? I can't see her number.
Her first free throw is good. Rummel is number 5.
Thank you.
She is a freshman guard. Her second free throw is coming up. Clock has stopped with 6:27 left in the second quarter. Second free throw is good. Those were two perfect free throws. That has cut the gap to 37-6. We have a whistle back down on Fayetteville Perry's side. I missed what happened there, Chuck.
Well,
I was looking at the scoreboard as that happened.
Yep. Hohen getting ready to throw the ball in. She didn't realize the defender was there. And as she started to throw it in, she just threw it out of bounds. Coach Siegel was not happy with that.
The Rockets work it in, and they get it to Carlier, who pulls up for a jumper. It's off the front of the rim. No good. And we have a timeout called by Fort Laramie coach Carlos Siegel as the Redskins were trying to get it past half court. They're ahead 31 points over Fayetteville Perry, 6:12 left in the second quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Fort Laramie ahead 37-6 as we come in from that Fort Laramie timeout. Mesher throws it to Summer Hoing. Hoing gets a nice mid-range jumper to fall. The Redskins lead 39-6. Hoing shot that one from the left side. Chuck, that is a nice addition that she has brought this year.
Absolutely.
Hoing grabs the rebound off of a Fayetteville Perry miss there. The Redskins race down. There is a shot blocked by Holscher. She grabs the rebound, throws it back out to Albers, and Albers grabs a nice mid-range jumper there that rattles in. The Rockets throw it away back down on their end. There was a bounce pass going into the post. Rummel was trying to get it to Lily Kaufman.
That was the 19th turnover by the Rockets here in the first half.
And we are not even midway through this second quarter. Fort Laramie's defense way too much for them to handle so far. Albers with it. She goes over to Hoing, who knocks down a mid-range jumper from the free throw line. Summer Hoing, two straight baskets for Fort Laramie. The lead is ballooned to 43-6. Exactly 5 minutes left in this second quarter. The Rockets working it around the arc. Dribbling with it right now is Rummel. She throws a bounce pass inside to Baker. Baker throws it back out. Ellie Attinger throws up a three. It's no good. Fort Laramie gets the rebound. The Redskins work across half court. Miley Chateau with it. After a couple more passes, now Hoing has it. Hoing goes back to Chateau. Chateau throws a bounce pass on the baseline to Corin Holscher. And Holscher loses control of it, goes out of bounds. Fayetteville Perry will take it. Talk to Coach Siegel on Monday about how they keep the intensity up in stretches like this. They are very familiar with having tournament runs all the way through districts with very lopsided results. And the answer is keep the pressure up in practice. And when you have such a deep roster with a great JV and a freshman squad as well, plenty of bodies to use. And you can see the result. Fort Laramie has not missed a bit of training here in the last few weeks in practice. They have kept up their speed and are too much to Fayetteville Perry to deal with at the moment. Fort Laramie had a turnover. Fayetteville Perry turns it right back over, Chuck. And Summer Hoying takes it in from in front of Fort Laramie's bench. Like you said, though, and like Coach Siegel also told me, when you play such a good regular season schedule, you're ready come tournament time, even if you have three or four lopsided wins. Skylar Albers dribbles in from the left side, goes up. Can't get her shot to fall, but she was fouled as she shot. She'll go to the free throw line. Clock is stopped with 3 minutes and 34 seconds left. Redskins ahead 43-6, pending these free throws by Albers.
Well, for you young kids at home, the reason Skylar missed the layup was because as soon as she got contact, she took her eye off the rim and laid the ball up, and that's recipe for missing. Don't ever take your eye off the rim until you see the ball drop through the basket.
Albert's first free throw is good. Her second one is through, nothing but net. In regular season play, Albers averaged 9.5 points, as well as 3 rebounds, 2.5 steals, and 2 assists per game. She was a second-team All-Shelby County Athletic League selection.
Yeah, Skylar is a real streaky shooter, and boy, when she gets on a roll, she is tough.
There she intercepts a pass. Albers races past half court, goes down, and gets the shot to fall. Looked like she had some contact there as well. Doesn't get the foul call, but Fort Laramie certainly doesn't need it at this point. They are now ahead 41 points, 47-6, 2:55 and counting left in the second quarter. Dribbling inside is Aubrey Barber, but there is another turnover. Hoying comes away with it for Fort Laramie. She throws to Albers, and we have a ball knocked out of bounds right at the scorer's table. Fort Laramie will take it in from there.
Trying to take herself out of the game.
Yes.
She's tired. And Coach Siegel just ignored her.
The Redskins did bring in a couple of substitutions, but not for Albers, who fires up a three off the back of the rim. No good. Rose, that is Jaden Rose, came up, nearly got the rebound, but it's knocked to Fayetteville Perry. And they're grabbing the ball and going coast to coast and making a layup is Christina Murphy. That cuts the gap to 47-8. But Fort Laramie comes away with a quick answer. Miley Chateau takes a pass from Rose and gets a short shot to fall. Back to 41 points. The deficit is, we have a tie-up inside. Fayetteville Perry's Murphy, Christina Murphy,
Rose
was driving in. And as Chuck noted, Rose picked up the foul there. She nearly was able to rip the ball away. Couple of more substitutions. Albers does come out now. And Fort Laramie really working in the players. They've played 10 so far. Looking down at their bench. Half the players have their warm-ups off. Half still have them on. Fayetteville Perry gets a shot to fall in the post. By Carlier. Lily Carlier, a sophomore guard, that has cut the gap to 49-10. There's a whistle down on Fort Laramie's side. Ball got away from the Redskins. And Fayetteville Perry will take it in from in front of its own bench. Christina Murphy gets it across half court, then drives straight down the lane, goes up for a shot. It's no good. There for the rebound is Rose. She throws it up the court to Mesher, who pump fakes, then shoots, then scores. That puts the gap back up to 41 with a minute 17 and counting left in this second quarter. Fort Laramie all over Fayetteville Perry. Ball knocked loose. Brandwee comes away with it. She goes across half court, throws ahead of her. She was looking for Miley Chateau, but there, ripping it away for Fayetteville Perry, is Aubrey Barber. After a couple of passes, now Scarlett Crawford has it, and she is fouled. Picking up that foul for Fort Laramie is Ariel Heitkamp. I didn't see that she was shooting, Chuck, but she's going to the free throw line. Was she shooting?
According to the officials.
Okay. First free throw is through, nothing but net. Second one coming up. Fayetteville Perry will take it. Trailing 51-11 late in the second quarter. The goal now becomes to try to prevent the running clock as much as you can. Second free throw is no good. Out of bounds off of a rocket. Fort Laramie will throw it in. 50.8 seconds left. Nearly stolen, but Fort Laramie gets it across half court. With it now is Holscher. Holscher throws it over to Heitkamp. Heitkamp throws a pass to Rose. They exchange again. Now Heitkamp throws a pass to Miley Chateau. She dribbles left side, then backs out. 25 seconds and counting. Rose dribbling with it. She throws it over to Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes over on the left wing to Mesher, who pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. Excuse me, that was Chateau who hit the jumper, or shot the jumper, not Mesher. Ball goes out of bounds after the shot. Fayetteville Perry will take it in. The Rockets get it across half court. Driving down the lane is Murphy. Murphy throws a pass over to Scarlett Crawford. Crawford gets a shot to fall. A heaver by Fort Laramie at the buzzer. Hits off the rim, but it does not fall. Fort Laramie leads Fayetteville Perry 51-13. At halftime, the second half will start with a running clock. We're going to pause for a break. When we come back, we'll recap what was a dominant first half by the Redskins. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by J&J Brottingham in Sydney, your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Don't sweat it, just jet it with J&J Brottingham. Halftime also brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence, I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Fort Laramie dominating Fayetteville Perry. The Redskins on top, 51-13 at halftime. Here with the first half recap is Chuck McBee.
Well, Laramie's got a 16-9 rebounding advantage, 6-1 on the offensive boards. The big stat, Laramie turned the ball over six times. The Rockets turned it 24 times.
Wow.
3 of 4 from the free throw line for Fayetteville, 5 of 7 for the Redskins. Individual scoring, Fayetteville did have 6 young ladies that scored, only unfortunately Crawford had 3, and everybody else, how did we decide we were going to say her last name?
Collier.
Collier had 2, Rummel had 2, Kleemeyer had 2, Murphy had 2, and Barber had 2. They scored 4 and 9, 13 for the first half. Everybody who played for Laramie scored in the first half. Maddie Shadow off the bench, she scored 10. They got 8 from Albers. They got 7 from Summer Hoeing. They got 6 each from Avery Brandewee, Victoria Mesher, and Ariel Heitkamp. They got then 2 each from Holscher, from Miley Shadow, from Jaden Rose, and Alex Rose. They scored 33 and 18, lead it 51-13 at the half.
An incredible first half by the Redskins. Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by J&J Brottingham in Sydney and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brottingham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brottingham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brottingham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brottingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brottingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brottingham. Yes, Brottingham, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brottingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brottingham.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
I am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for our fearless leader, Chad Kramer. Alongside Chuck McBee, we're getting ready to start the second half. It will be a running clock to start. Fort Laramie leads Fayetteville Perry 51-13 in the second of three Division IV district finals here today at Troy's beautiful Trojan Activity Center. The Wisebridge plays of the first half all go to freshman Maddie Chateau, who came in and hit a total of four shots in a span of about 3 minutes. Maddie Chateau, great boost off the bench. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-538-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, Fort Laramie turns it over to start the third quarter, something, as Chuck noted, it has not done much so far, but Fayetteville Perry turns it right back over. The Redskins race back down to their end. Jaden Rose has it dribbling at the top of the key. She throws it over to Brandwee. Brandwee looks to Mesher in the corner. There's a pass to Hoying, who drives inside, pulls up a shot. It's no good, but Mesher gets the putback to fall. That pushes Fort Laramie's lead to 40, 53 to 13.
Well, scarily for Fayetteville, they've had to go man-to-man now, and that's, I think that's just going to make it uglier.
The gap stands at 40 with 6:40 left. There is a jumper off the front of the rim by Scarlett Crawford. Grabbing the rebound is Crawford. She raced in and grabbed her only rebound. Threw it back, and it was intercepted and taken away. The Redskins work it to Albers. Albers races down and gets the shot to fall. Knocked over a Fayetteville Perry lady who she did not see race back down the court and was nice enough to stop and help her up right there.
That's a 42-point lead.
I don't think Coach Siegel would be yelling at her there in that instance for not getting back on defense. Nice display of sportsmanship. As Chuck noted, in a game like this, and when it's decided already at this point, you can definitely take the foot off the gas. Fayetteville Perry able to draw a foul there, taking it inside.
I think that
was
Murphy.
Christina Murphy, a 5'9" freshman guard. She gets her first free throw to fall. Second one is coming up. Second free throw drops to cut the gap to 55-15, 5:17 and counting left in the third quarter. There is a quick basket back on Fort Laramie's end. That was Albers knocking that down.
Brandewey,
thank you, Chuck.
Pass from Mesher to Brandewey.
That puts the gap back to 42. The Rockets dribbling it on their end. Fort Laramie still very active on defense. There's a pass down the lane that Hoying ripped away. Came loose. Albers flipped over, did a somersault trying to save it from going out of bounds. She couldn't do that, though, but give her 10 stars on that somersault. Fayetteville Perry will take it in from under its basket. The Rockets get it to Aubrey Barber. She dribbles down the lane, then throws a pass to Kleemeyer. Pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. Brandery grabs the rebound, throws down the court to Albers. And Albers can't get the layup to fall, but Hoying is right there to grab the rebound and put it back in. Fort Laramie's lead balloons to 59-15. Exactly 4 minutes left in this third quarter. It will be a quick moving third quarter with the running clock. Rockets moving it around their arc. Barber has it. She nearly loses it. There's two Fort Laramie players there. Ball pops loose out of bounds. It will stay with Fayetteville Perry, though. The Rockets in white with green lettering going from left to right here in this second half. Fort Laramie in black going from right to left. A couple of substitutions here. Coming back in for Fort Laramie, among other players, is Maddie Chateau. As we talked about, she had a great spurt there in the first half. She picked up a couple of quick fouls, though, in a stretch of about 20 seconds and went to the bench. Now she's back in. There is a missed three by Murphy. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound, works it inside to Hoying, and Hoying gets the shot to fall off the glass.
This running the floor to perfection.
We talked about Hoying a little bit in the pregame, Chuck. She has really come on strong as a senior. In regular season, she averaged 9.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 assists per game. She was a Shelby County Athletic League second team selection. There she grabs a steal and throws it to Rose. Rose loses it. Heitkamp grabs it, pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. There's a fight for the rebound. It will be a jump ball and will stay with Fort Laramie. But yes, Summer Hoying having a great senior season.
She showed flashes of that mid-range jumper at times last year. This year, she has been consistent. She's one of their best players.
And one of 3 really tall, lengthy athletic players that the Redskins have.
Wow.
There is another one of them, Avery Brandewey. She makes a shot after getting an inbounds pass. That pushes the lead to 63-15. And, of course, Victoria Mesher, she's out right now on the bench. But she is the third one. All 3 have had good seasons for the Redskins. And, in fact, Brandewey and Mesher, who I just mentioned, were both first-team All-SCAL selections. Brandewey was the co-player of the year, along with Rushi senior Ronnie Poling. Poling had a nice game in the first game here today. Again, if you didn't hear, Rushi hit a buzzer beater. Addison Chappie made a floater at the buzzer to give the Raiders a 36-34 lead. Fort Laramie committed a foul as Christina Murphy was shooting. She missed both free throws. Fayetteville Perry grabs the rebound. Autumn Waddell cannot get the shot attempt to fall. Fort Laramie grabs it, gets it back down to their end, but the Redskins have a turnover, and they're racing down and getting a basket is Kara Rummel. That cuts the gap to 63-17. We're in the final minute of this third quarter. Again, clock moves fast when it's constantly running. And nobody has taken a timeout. I believe we've had it stop once here in this quarter. Missed shot by Mesher. Redskins grab the rebound. And with 20 seconds left, they're going to go for one shot here. After a couple of passes, Mesher has it on the left wing. She throws it back out to the top of the key to Heitkamp. Heitkamp saves it from going out of bounds. Redskins able to prevent it from going out of bounds, but they lose it, and they're throwing up a heaver from beyond half court is Murphy. It does hit off the rim, but it is no good. For the third quarter comes to a close. We will head into the fourth quarter with Fort Laramie ahead of Fayetteville Perry, 63-17. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
Well, Chuck just said, as we come back on here at Troy's Trojan Activity Center, that four Fort Laramie players are in double figures, and one player has 8 points.
Mesher sitting on 8. Albers has 10. Brandewee, 10. Hoing, 11. And Maddie Shadow, 10.
And Fort Laramie just absolutely dominating ahead 63-17 as we get the fourth quarter underway. Again, running clock here. It didn't stop once all in the third quarter, I think. May not stop here either unless one of these squads calls a timeout at some point. Victoria Mester looked like she was back on the volleyball court. Just came up and knocked a ball out of bounds. Looked like she was going up for a hard spike there. Fayetteville Perry gets it back in, but they lose control of it, and now Fort Laramie will take it in.
Well, a brighter spot for Fayetteville. That's only their second turnover of the second half after having 24 in the first half.
To get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to the intersection of Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru has an outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair. Plus, towing is available 24/7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for over 60 years, and you can always take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru too. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Maddie Chateau knocks down a three for Fort Laramie. Fayetteville Perry misses one, and then Fort Laramie now has it back on its end. Chuck tells me that was a two that Chateau shot. It was just inside the left wing then. It was a nice shot still. And as we talked about in pregame and talked about in the first half, she is playing strong here in these recent tournament games for the Redskins. A miss by the Rockets and another layup, this one by Ariel Heitkamp. She was the lead Redskin back down on that end of the court. And the gap has ballooned to 50, 60-17. We are at 5:35 and counting left in this fourth quarter. There's a ball knocked out of bounds by Heitkamp. Fort Laramie continuing to stay active. couple of substitutions coming in for both teams. Summer Hoying and Avery Brandewey, excuse me, Victoria Mesher, coming out right now for the Redskins. Brandewey already on the bench. I was looking at her clapping hands as I said her name mistakenly with Hoying and Mesher. So those three all on the bench. There's a foul from behind by Fort Laramie after Fayetteville Perry got the ball in. I believe that goes against Heitkamp, who came in and swatted it there. Well, I can tell you it is. She's the only dark-haired player for the Redskins on the court right now. That helps in determining who it was. Heitkamp is a junior guard. Also in for the Redskins at the moment, Corin Holscher, a freshman who we noted is back in. Second free throw by Waddle is no good. She got her first to fall, correct, Chuck? And yep, she missed that one as well.
Yep.
So Heitkamp with it. She passes to Holscher. Mentioned those two are in. Also in is Maddie Chateau. There is a pass down low to Chateau. She's in trouble and had to throw it back out. And there on the right wing is Miley Chateau. And also in for the Redskins right now at the moment is Alex Rose. Couple of more passes. And with it now is Holscher at the top of the key. Redskins work it on the corner to Miley Chateau. She tried throwing a bounce pass into Rose. It's knocked away by Fayetteville Perry, which races down to its end. With it is Rummel on the left wing. She throws a pass over to Victoria Thompson, who goes inside and cannot get a shot to fall. Heitkamp comes up with the rebound. She is tripped. That is the first foul of this fourth quarter by Fayetteville Perry. Not much fouls here. But again, when the halftime deficit is as large as it was, 51-13, there was not much mystery coming out of the locker room, and not much reason to be fouling. Another new player in for Fort Laramie right now. Allison Holland is in. She pulls up for a jumper. It is no good. She was looking for a three from the left wing. It goes out of bounds after the miss. Fayetteville Perry will take it in from there. Fayetteville Perry slowly working its starters out of the game. Clock running here as the substitutions come in. 2:12 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie ahead, 67-17. Victoria Thompson still in. She's dribbling it now. There we have a steal. That was by Miley Chateau. Ball knocked out of bounds by Chateau. Taken back in. The Rockets get it to Victoria Thompson down the lane. She was open but could not get the shot to fall. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound, races back down, and gets it to Miley Chateau. And she gets it to fall to push the lead to 52. There is a foul by Fort Laramie back on Fayetteville's Perry side. And going to the free throw line is Christina Murphy. Chuck, this is one place where you really notice in running clock games how it keeps moving, free throws. As it's a lot of time to shoot two free throws, and you look up and another minute has gone off.
Yeah, if I had a 67-19 lead, I'd go ahead and keep fouling, just run clock out.
Christina Murphy can't get either of her attempts to fall. She grabs the rebound, though. Tried throwing a pass down inside. Goes out of bounds. Fayetteville Perry will take it in from in front of its own bench. Clock has not stopped at all here in this fourth quarter. We're now down to 35 seconds and counting. Inbounds pass lost by the Rockets. And now with under 30 seconds left, Fort Laramie will take it in. Miley Chateau gets it, throws it across half court to Holland. She throws a pass over to Izzy Meyer, who's in off the bench. Meyer throws a pass over to Chateau. After a couple of more passes, now with it is Chateau. She throws it over to Morgan Plyman, and Plyman holds it as the final buzzer sounds. Fort Loramie dominates Fayetteville Perry and wins its seventh consecutive district title by a score of 69-17. We're going to pause for a brief commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up and name our Clancy's stars of the game. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Welcome back to the Trojan Activity Center. It was all Fort Loramie. The Redskins win their seventh consecutive district title by beating Fayetteville Perry 69-17. As we mentioned in the pregame, Chuck, Fayetteville Perry knew the challenge it was in for. The Rockets lost last year to Tri-Village 71-29 in a district final here in Troy. The Patriots went on to win the Division IV state title, and Fayetteville Perry struggled similarly in today's game.
Yeah, I mean, they had to know what they were coming up here and getting into. I don't know what you do about it. It's a walkover every year in the district for whoever plays the team that comes up from Ross. But hey, it is what it is. And if they're going to change divisions, maybe they can get like 25 or 30 divisions, and then Fayetteville would have a shot.
Also interesting to note, too, Xenia Legacy Christian, they were sent up to Sydney, the Sydney Division 4 sectional, for a while. They've been down in Ross now for several years, and they continue to come out of Ross. So the last couple years, one of the Ross winners has been a Dayton area team. So it is a tough struggle for some of the Cincinnati Division 4 teams when it comes to tournament time. I've seen that a lot in volleyball as well, since I've been up as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News. Year in and year out, those are very lopsided district finals here at Troy as well. But Fayetteville Perry celebrating, doing well. Again, that squad finished first in its Southern Hills Athletic Conference Division II side. That's what they term their second side of that league. It's split into two groups of five. They went 10-3 in conference play, and after today's loss, finished the season with a record of 17-8. Fort Laramie improves to 24-2 overall on the year. The Redskins ranked number one in the final Division IV State Associated Press poll of the season. We mentioned Fayetteville Perry lost to Tri-Village, which went on to win the state championship last year. Could be the same deal. We'll see what Fort Laramie does as this tournament run continues. Chuck, there's not much you can say about their performance today except that they were stellar.
Yeah, they were. They had a lot of girls score. They jumped out 33-4. And that was your ball game. And then they coasted the rest of the way, scored another 36 points with a running clock in the second half. They were led in scoring by freshman Maddie Shadow with 12. 11 points for Summer Hoing, 10 each for Brandewey and Mesher, 8 for Heitkamp, 10 for Albers, 8 for Mesher, 69. I'm going to go with Maddie Shadow as my player of the game. Why not? On the other side, they got 4 points from Rummel and 4 points from Murphy. I'm going to go with the Fayetteville bus driver because he's the one that had to drive all the way up here. Now he's got to go back and listen to the kids. So the Fayetteville bus driver is going to get my Clancy's player of the game.
Your Clancy's stars of the game. Clancy, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Fort Laramie players getting their individual medals right now. The Redskins again, 69-17 victors over Fayetteville Perry in a Division IV district final. It's the program's seventh consecutive district final. They have won a bunch going back over the last 15 to 20 years or so. Fort Laramie punches its ticket to a regional semifinal. The Redskins will face Shelby County Athletic League rival Rushi in a regional semifinal. That'll be the second straight year those two squads have met in a regional semi. That game is the second of two regional semis coming up this coming Thursday at Vandalia Butler's Student Activity Center. It is scheduled for an 8 p.m. tip-off. The first regional semi will pit the winner of the next district final here at Troy. Xenia Legacy Christian is taking on Mississinewa Valley. The winner of that will face the winner of Marion Local and Minster. Those two are playing in a district final tonight at Wapakoneta. Chuck, enjoy doing these two games with you. Looking forward to doing Lehman and Bakken's in a boys Division IV district semifinal here. Tip-off scheduled for 6 o'clock in that one. Our anticipated airtime is 5:20 p.m.
Well, I'll tell you what, a 10:30 tip-off is tough, and the two, and Botkins and Rushi handled it well, better than I did, but now we're getting into normal times where you play basketball, so things are getting better.
Mississinewa Valley Legacy Christian should be a good one. We're not going to carry that, obviously. No local teams in that. But you can check my Twitter if you'd like to see score updates from that at the conclusion of the game. And until we resume at 5:20 here for the Botkins and Lehman Catholic District semifinal, we wish everybody a good afternoon. We'll see you in about 3 hours.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.